on today's episode, we talk about so much. The first segment, though, it's a lot of City versus United. A lot of things happen. We got some good actors. We talk about a whole bunch of that.
A lot of storylines there. And then and a bunch of storylines across the Premier League. Arsenal, Everton, title hopes, Gio Reyna. Hamstrings.
Hey, the kid's back.
Coming in hot. Yeah. Okay, with a golazo in Bundesliga. So, and we gotta talk about. We gotta do a little bit. Oh, for real.
Oh, for real.
Oh, for real. All right, all this and more today on the Cooligans.
I was performing this weekend. You're not one of those comics that likes to attack a crowd if they say something wrong or whatever.
To physically attack them.
Yeah.
There's some comics with different approach, different comedic right. styles.
I let them know, you better catch a fade. And okay. You know what I mean? Sometimes we shoot the fair one.
You know, just you know? How, you know, Blue Man Group has the splash zone.
Yeah.
I got the fist zone.
No, dumb. Oh, you're sitting in the hands zone? It's so hard to say. No, like, you know what I mean? If somebody speaks out or says something off. You're more of like a
attack is not the right word. I will mock. I will try to highlight like what they're doing is ridiculous.
I'm not usually like go off on somebody. Okay. But there was this lady. It's a very small, intimate room. There's this lady sitting next to it. Before I went up, somebody said something like, "Oh, is anybody blah blah not from the city?" She raised her hand. She's from an area called Hunterdon County, New Jersey. I don't know where it is, but it sounds
never heard
sounds
of it
fancy.
All I know is there's drones flying over it. Right
100%. There's a guy going to the army. I'm like, you better take down them damn drones, bro. I'm like, you're our only chance. This lady was like, some like, you go in the city and she did one of those like, ugh, faces.
Ugh.
So I had that in my head already, right? I was like, already, I don't like this lady. You know what I mean? So she was there celebrating her friend's engagement, right? So I was like, yo, everybody talk to her friend. Nobody talk to you. So I was like, what do you do? He's like, oh, I'm a teacher. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, we got any nurses in the room? I was about to do a couple jokes about the lady. You know, I said, any nurses in the room? And she goes, nurses are crazy. I heard they're crazy.
Okay.
I was just like, you think I'm not going to defend my lady right now? I was like, I just went off.
Also,
I was like,
not 100% wrong.
I know. I'm just saying. But who are you? You better have a punchline if you're going to say that in a comedy show.
You know, not the most likable statement.
Yeah.
But okay.
Right, that's like when I say I'm not a big dog guy. Everyone's like, so you hate puppies?
Okay.
Not what I say.
Okay, Michael Vick.
Yeah, exactly. So you better be prepared to take some L's if you're going to say nurses are crazy. I go, as opposed to teachers, she was a kindergarten teacher, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what did you do during the pandemic? I know what my wife did. Would you finger paint on Zoom? Yeah, you're essential. I go, what are you, a sixth responder? Nobody needs you. I went off on this lady. Right. And, yo, I went so hard. I was just like, you ever notice there's no hospital shootings? Have you noticed that? I go, you know, ever notice how nurses, they're the crazy ones, right? They're crazy. You know, they're not parked behind a Best Buy banging their teenage patients. I just went off on this lady.
Wow,
and she just sat there like, what did I do?
Finally, teachers getting put in their place.
Right where they belong.
They've had it too good too long.
Nurses don't get tenure, you know?
You're overpaid.
Yeah.
Underworked.
Yeah. Buy your own supplies. I just went, but no, I went off on
down
Shorty.
Down with unions.
Yeah, I went off on Shorty. And let me tell you something, lost the crowd a little bit towards the end.
I can see that.
All with me, but at one point they were like, leave her alone. But I was just defending my lady. I want him back.
I get it. No, that's a sign of a good comedian.
That's a good husband,
too, is what
I'm trying to say. Put
themselves in a miserable hole.
Yeah, and win them back though,
and try to get out of it. So well done,
yo. That's what you got to do. But also, like, who are you?
Crazy.
And then I go, "What are you? Were you married to a nurse or something?" She goes, "No, I've just heard." No, you're not allowed to. No. I'm sorry. You gotta hold all these L's.
I saw on Facebook once.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry that you're only hanging out on Newsmax. I don't know what you're hearing.
Oh my goodness.
Get out of my city is what I wanted to say. Go back to Hunterdon County. I'm looking up Hunterdon County. I'm about to roast Hunterdon County.
The point of this whole rant is obviously go support live comedy.
Yeah, go to a comedy show.
They're really fun.
Shush if you're at a comedy show.
Don't try to say anything too crazy.
No.
All right.
You already know what it is.
She's sitting in the crowd being like, am I on Subway takes? I gotta talk about how crazy nurses are. Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
As always, we out here.
Oh, the crowd applause.
On Yahoo Sports. Yahoo! What is good? Producer Carter's here. Probably a little bit happier than usual with a 5-0 Tottenham victory over Southampton. So good.
Do we have to talk about it? Honestly, he's the teacher of the show. I mean, here's what we're learning.
Okay. Teachers are crazy, bro.
How dare you?
So we have a bunch to go over.
Bro,
today.
A solid hour and a half outside the city. It's right next to Philly.
Jeez.
What do you know? What do you know about anything?
That's farmland.
Flemington, New Jersey next to you. You know what? The main town in Morris, it's in Franklin Township. They got a town called Pittstown, bro.
Oh.
It can't even be a burg, dog.
Probably doesn't smell great.
Okay.
Getting roasted. Pittstown.
We already knew what he meant.
We have a big, obviously, a lot of Premier League matches to go over.
You didn't do your line.
Discuss.
I'm excited about today's show.
I am not excited about today's show. No. Okay. I mean, I'm just trying to mix it up for 2025.
Switch it up a little bit.
Okay. Just
going southpaw on
bring
us.
In some pessimism. You know?
We need more cynicism on this show, bro.
But let's start today.
Yeah.
With. Our match of the week, I would say this is
the big match.
This is the big match. This is the one where if you didn't watch it and then you arrive at school or at work and
right.
and everybody's talking about it and you did not, didn't see it.
This is why I watched the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, because I knew people was going to be talking about it.
People are going to be like, yo, do you want to be in this friend group?
Right, right.
Because it doesn't seem like.
This is the Game of Thrones. you know what I mean?
Not really doing the homework necessary to be able to add any valuable input to this conversation.
You don't even know why we're laughing at Kyle Walker right now. You have no clue.
And you don't want to be that guy or girl or they or them.
The
okay. Shout
bro.
Out to the NBs who don't watch matches. We're here to help you.
Yeah, man. Of
okay.
course, bro.
So. Manchester Derby. Let's just start there because one of the games where I'm like, this is gonna be a nice little after the first 40 minutes, I'm like, it's gonna be a nice boring
1-1 max.
Nothing super exciting.
Bro.
One-nil.
What a terrible first half.
Some of the most unentertaining football.
And you know how hard that is for an Everton fan to say that. Like, you've seen what you watch week to week, and this was uncomfortable.
It's difficult as an Everton fan because my bias is through the roof. That my blood pressure is too great. I'm like, this is I might as well be. What was that movie with the guy that couldn't let his adrenaline down with Jason Statham?
Oh,
Cranked. Watching Everton is cranked for me, bro. I'm like, every single challenge.
Now I understand your point of view, because if you're watching other teams, you're like, wait, you're the ones who're supposed to kick the ball. Right?
Okay.
Why are you doing what we do?
Make it pretty. I'm here for the adrenaline.
I watch Basura. You're supposed to be the pretty one.
So, that's totally what I expected. And
for those who don't know, Manchester United won 2-1. I'm expecting all of you who listen to know that. But this was at Etihad, bro. This was at City's house.
Mm-hmm.
City are in a bad run. But I was even thinking like, Ruben Amorim, he ain't really got the squad he wants. This is a perfect moment for him to show up and be like, oh, we didn't have the prep we needed, or they have better players, blah, blah, blah. That is not at all what happened, bro. This was shocking, especially the second half. I think Phil Foden, who has gone ghost all season.
He is a shell of himself.
He was a little bit better in this match, though.
Sure. But still, not the same player of the year.
We were saying world class.
Last season?
What happened?
I can't even really explain.
He showed up late for class, bro.
I had seen, this is not relevant to this match, but I had seen a dude on TikTok, I forgot his name, but apologies because I want to give him credit, but he's very funny. But he had made a TikTok.
Was it me?
It was not you.
It's very funny. Was it me?
But he was highlighting that Enzo Fernandez has 10 goals and assists in his last 7 games, which is when he got divorced. So as soon as he filed for divorce, he is having one of the best stretches of games. And you just gotta think about. I'm not saying
sometimes
that,
you gotta release baggage, bro.
I'm not saying that Phil Foden does not need to leave his family or anything along those lines.
Wasn't that also like, didn't he leave his family on purpose to be selfish?
Phil Foden or Enzo?
Enzo.
Yeah, he basically. Well, his story is basically, or what I've seen reported is that he wants a divorce because he sort of felt like he got married young and didn't get to like sow his oats.
Yeah.
And he does have you know, his wife and kids and the whole thing, but he's like, nah, I gotta get it.
It's too much.
Too much. I did this too early.
You know what? When I proposed to you, I wasn't aware of the hoax.
There's just an exorbitant amount of hoes that
there's
I was
so
not,
much hoage that I just didn't I didn't see.
I was not aware the hoes were such a of availability.
Remember when I gave you a rent? I had no money. I do now, and it's just like I'm prettier to these people,
and it just changes the whole perspective. And yeah, I'm not saying
the whole perspective.
So he's not like ludicrous. So I'm not saying that Phil Foden needs to do anything that extreme.
That's,
but
I think it's what you're saying, but is Phil. Just,
it is kind of a
surreal. Tell Elway, you'll see him later.
Who do we blame? Because it's not just on Phil Foden, but you almost expect that individual efforts from certain players, almost regardless if Pep is the manager or not.
I think for Manchester City, it's a multitude of problems, okay? I think you don't have the depth that you had, right? You've got more injuries. The Ballon d'Or winner is out, and I know people are like, that can't only be it. That's a significant part, especially when you watch a team like Manchester United score two goals in mere minutes.
So apparently the penalty from Bruno Fernandes and the goal from Amad Diallo were 115 seconds apart.
Mere minute. You know what I mean? ridiculous. When you see that, and I think Phil Foden, to your point, after the match said, it feels like we're playing youth football. You know, so they score one, and we almost already know they're going to score another one quickly.
Yeah.
So they're even telling you that they're unprepared, that they're lacking. I think it's very simple, right? When you don't have a guy like Rodri who can paper over the cracks that he did for years, bro, he was stopping like progressive attacks right in their moment. Look at the second goal. Lisandro Martinez has a grip of time on the ball. We're talking about center back.
No pressure.
Talking about a center back, bro. Yeah. And he has got nobody on him. That's the guy you want to pressure. He's probably not good with the ball at his feet. And he had the opportunity to find the pass. And I was watching this game, and the whole time I'm like, yo, Diallo. I was getting PTSD from watching, Gabriel Martinelli. If you're getting the ball, bro, run at a defender, run into the space. If you know their fullbacks and their center backs are Mateus Nunez, whatever. What's your name? Matthew.
He is Brazilian, I believe.
Yeah, whatever he is, he's not good enough for City. This guy, supposed to be a left back, he was finding himself all the way up as a winger. That tells you that space is available. There's no one there to patrol.
But did he switch sides? He plays on the right.
He was on the left for this match.
Okay.
There was no, I mean, it was bad.
He must have switched at some point. Yeah, because we're looking at the lineup and he's on the right in this moment.
Yeah, but if you go, so Ilkay Gundogan was not the left back in this match.
Yeah, Man City's positioning is very fluid and they move around a lot.
Mateus Nunez was playing left back for most of this match, but he was really far forward, bringing in Phil centrally. So he was all the way up. What I was shocked, it's like, bro, they're leaving space. Nunez is not fast enough to pick you up, Diallo. Run into that space. And he would get the ball and he would do every same thing Gabriel Martinelli does, which is cut back in and try to find like a De Bruyne or some. I'm like, why are you doing that? Not De Bruyne, I'm sorry, like Bruno Fernandes. I'm like, why are you doing that, dude? Like, just run into that space. Everyone is going to collapse to you. And now everybody around you's got space. Maybe you could find that diagonal pass from the touchline. Nothing. At the end of the match, he makes this beautiful run. He curls, but because he looked up and he said to Lisandro Martinez, bro, I'm open, pass me the ball. He makes literally the most perfect, like an adult level run. And I mean, the touch of a magician, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, absolutely incredible. For that to be what takes down Manchester City is shocking, because watching that, these are mistakes that a typical Pep Guardiola team does not make. It is shocking, and people are like, it can't just be Rodri. Dude, Rodri's one of the pieces, but when you need you need two or three players to do what Rodri could do on his own. Mm-hmm. Where are those players coming from? You're leaving space open.
Yeah, I mean, and we got a lot of, lovely, I don't know if it's a new, if it's a new meme, or I mean, you know, Pep with holding up the six titles last week. to this, just seeing him absolutely miserable after the
what is this? What's five supposed to be?
I don't know what five is supposed to mean, but this, he did this towards the camera after the...
Did you hear that he locked himself in his office for like a few days? Didn't leave?
I did not hear this.
Yeah, apparently he's like stayed in his office. I mean, he must have a shower, right? He's been there for a long time. He must be, have the ability to shower there. Plus, it's the training ground. So, yeah, maybe he could just go.
He's
down
like,
the
I
showers.
Haven't earned the shower.
Yeah. Bro, he's, I think we're seeing the unraveling of Pep.
It's, and this is where my kind of analysis sort of goes to. And we'll talk about the things Manchester United did well. But Man City, when they got the lead, they're looking like, yo, let's hold on to this. Let's defend. Let's, you know, it's just like, what is this team? What,
did you think at home Manchester United City would have less possession than Manchester United?
It's surreal. It's I think it's a combination of definitely just lacking confidence. And, you know, we've been talking about this for weeks about like, how do you instill that message and confidence after winning four Premier League titles in a row and just this constant success? At some point, it's going to sort of tail off. Mm-hmm. But I think in this particular match, they're just in a place of, you know, we're losing a lot or we're not getting points. You could tell they were almost afraid to win the game.
They also didn't have ideas. They didn't get a shot on target in the second half. Manchester City we're talking about.
I think we're at a point where maybe Pep is kind of figured out. You know, I mean,
I don't know if it's figured out. I just don't think he has the tools to make the changes he needs to make. You know what I mean?
I remember
back in the day, like he would give like Kyle Walker like a solid 4 or 5 games off and then bring him back in. He was refreshed. His battery was recharged. Mm-hmm. You had other people to take places. Now you don't have that.
Yeah. But I do also think after years and years and years of success in the Premier League, at some point, managers are going to be like, all right, I'm not going to get burned again in this particular way. And even though Pep doesn't have the same amount of tools that he normally does to be able to solve problems, mm-hmm. I think that issue of like not having everything, all the tools available to him, he is panicking a little bit and that, I think it trickles down. That fear, that worry trickles down to your own players. At some point, the players are like, oh, I don't think Pep knows what to do right now. And
I don't know that I agree. I get where you're coming
but
from.
But the mistakes, what is the ball he gives away to Diallo, mm-hmm. that he's trying to pass it back to Ederson.
Ederson was also bad placement, but this is what we talked about. Remember that era? There was an era. I mean, not era. All of Pep's career up until these last 2 years, if a player showed any sign that they weren't loyal to the plan, they were gone. Ederson wanted to leave this summer, and he forced him to stay. Bernardo Silva wanted to leave, forced him to stay, or asked him to stay, made it so that he needed to stay. Kevin De Bruyne wanted to leave last summer. He's staying. Who are the players? Two of the players that I just mentioned played horrific in this match. Bernardo Silva maybe had 30 touches. Maybe. If I'm wrong, I don't know. You know, if you could look that up, Carter. I'm shocked at how badly some of these players are playing. We talked about Phil Foden. This dude has been gone, bro.
Yeah, I can't really explain. Even Kevin De Bruyne, who I know has been dealing with injuries this season, I watch him and I'm just like, you know, all the news about him coming to MLS, that he might go to San Diego, and this other stuff. And I'm like, an MLS team might be watching me like, is this the right? What are we going to really get?
Which Kevin De Bruyne are we getting?
Because at this point, I'm just like, yo, let him rest for his his next MLS adventure. Because it is somewhat concern, and not even necessarily concerning. It's one of these things where I think it's a combination of lacking confidence, and I think some of these players might be hitting that wall of like, y'all a little bit old. Maybe y'all can't really.
But can all of you get old all at the same time like this?
It's not even about all. It is just, I mean, Ilkay Gundogan, De Bruyne
already
they're
back.
Both in their latter years of their careers.
I mean, he shouldn't have come back. They got him back on a free. You know what I mean?
So,
did you look that up by any chance?
32 touches.
32 touches.
That's ridiculous. For Bernardo Silva, for Bernardo Silva. Thank you, dude.
That's wild. So look, it is the result in the fashion of like they just had they played a decent game, and then 5 miserable minutes where they just...
Well, okay. United also looked really bad in the first half, by the way.
Sure.
That wasn't a team where I'm like, bro, they're going to body City at the end of this match.
Not at all. But they just had enough. And, you know, we're gonna. Oh, I just wanted to mention this. 2 things are Man City related. First, Jeremy Doku.
Mm.
So I watch him, and he's a fun player to watch. We know he's very, very fast on the wing. We know 1v1, do your thing, mm-hmm. get by, send in some crosses. This game, I couldn't believe how many times he did the same thing to really no avail, no success. And
I honestly think a street cone could dispossess him.
I don't think that, because I don't think he's bad. In those 1v1s.
Directly at the defender. You kind of gotta get the guy a little misbalanced.
He gets by them, but he doesn't. But I think United handled what to do well with marking players in the box. Because they basically know
Mazraoui's really good.
But they basically know whoever's going to... He burned Mazraoui once, too.
Yeah, look, the guy's skillful.
Yeah. So
I don't think he's City level, though.
Maybe. I agree with that, too. His pace is absolutely crazy. I don't think he is a better... he's better suited there. Or he doesn't suit the style of play of Man City better than Jack Grealish. Even though Jack Grealish, everyone's going to have a lot of... criticism of him.
Yeah, but he slows the game down too much.
But I think that's a better Manchester City, so the game being slowed down a little bit. Because he maintains possession. You can't take the ball from him. He gets fouled a lot. So set pieces and stuff like that. So if it were me, I would start Grealish and then put on Jeremy Doku later on in matches to
He is pace. A great change of pace. Yeah,
but But it was becoming comical as he was going on V1v1. Because he does his it's like there's not, I don't even know, this is like a move that I don't even think anybody really does anymore. It's like a bygone era. he hits him with a little one of these. And it's like
tries to do the killer crossover on
right and it's just the god sham god
or whatever. Oh my god.
AI
that move was crazy. The sham god.
He tries to do this like crazy, and it's just like the defenders are gonna pick up on it because he goes to his left almost all the time,
right?
And yes.
He ain't Arjen Robben where you couldn't really stop him.
Right.
There are moments where you stop him.
He's just becoming predictable and it's looking silly, and that's why I wasn't a huge fan of his performance. The other thing in this game was you mentioned Kyle Walker earlier. Kyle Walker, that flop from Hoyland from the headbutt,
bruh. The BAFTA's on the way, bro. That was. That was embarrassing.
It was quite...
I said on the morning show, I go, bro, it's so embarrassing. All 3 of his families don't want to talk to him right now.
It's one of those things where... It's a great acting performance. It's like you would imagine it was, you know, the performance he gave when he told his wife that he doesn't have a second family.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Because you're standing behind me and the kids look like me? That's crazy.
I mean...
Such little evidence, you're going to really try to claim I'm that? So, no, that was embarrassing. You ain't watching CONCACAF, bro. Like, you have too much of a gap between you were hitting the face.
In the era of these 4K cameras, slow-mo this, slow-mo that, VAR, why do this? This is so ridiculous. It was clearly not a headbutt. And, you know, Hoyland was upset with the foul, with the push. Yeah. I thought it was a little bit silly.
It was. That was ridiculous.
They both got yellow carded for it. All right, Manchester United. I just want to give them their flowers here.
Yeah.
Because, again, Amad Diallo is looking like... I remember last year when I saw, you know, a lot of Manchester United fans. He got a couple opportunities, I think, to play for the first team. And
under Van Nistelrooy, I think you really shine.
Right. He played a little bit last year before he went on loan.
Yeah, but it wasn't consistent because Eric Ten Hag kept saying, like, no, Antony's the guy.
Exactly. Bro. And fans were like, no, give Diallo a shot. And I'm like, I don't know.
I think FA Cup final. He was really good in the FA Cup final, if I remember. Right? Something happened where he was very influential.
Did he score?
It was the semifinal against Liverpool.
That's what it was. He balled down. People were like, why are we playing this guy more?
Yeah, and for a while, I'm like, I don't know if I see it, whatever. And now, I'm just like, this is the heart of Manchester United right now.
This is the future.
This is, give him the captain's armband,
especially
bro.
Especially if Garnacho and Rashford are at home doing TikTok dances, bro.
Okay, Rashford's out at NBA games. Yeah, yeah. We're all out here sounding like conservative media.
Bro, it's hilarious. Coach says, sorry, Rashford, we don't need you this weekend. Is it cool if I go to New York real quick?
Because Rashford's watching the game from home.
Yeah.
Not even in the squad.
I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I think
he said the captain was like, yes, love it, lad. That's right. Manchester United's biggest fan, Marcus Rashford. You love to see it.
Can we get paid that much to be fans? I think this morning we were talking about whether him being left off the team sheet means it's the end of the line for Marcus Rashford. He's been listed for transfer in the winter transfer window coming up in January. I don't think it's the end of the line, right? Ruben Amorim said after the match, this wasn't disciplinary. This was, I'm watching everything. He said, bro, I'm watching how you eat. I'm watching how you train, how you show up. I'm out of the squad, right?
If you're watching, I've installed cameras in the bathroom.
100%. How you wipe? You stand up to wipe, you go squeeze that taco, the guacamole is going to go everywhere. He can't do that.
Ruben is in everything.
Yeah, bro, I'm watching everything. I need to know what you're doing, bro.
Okay. This is a serious club.
Everything from the top to the bottom. Okay. I think he said, I'm watching how you show up to training. He said, I'm watching how you interact with other players, how you're helping lift up your other players. Like everything, right? So it kind of maybe points to there being a bit of an attitude or a solo problem, like a little bit of, maybe they isolate themselves in training and they think of themselves, because Garnacho's involved in this too. Everyone seems to be pointing the finger at Rashford, but Garnacho's also involved. He also was left out, and this is a very influential player who he was giving a lot of plaudits to the week before that. I don't think this is the end. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. I think this is simply an opportunity for them to earn their place back in the squad.
Yeah,
because he said next week it's new life, it's a new week. No, this wasn't disciplinary.
Rashford just
forever.
Got a brace the other day against Everton.
Bro, how is this happening?
So it's not. I think
team score against Everton. That's crazy.
essentially, I think this says more about Ruben Amorim than it does about Rashford or Garnacho. I think it sets the tone at the club and how things are going to be run. And these guys are, you know, especially Rashford is paid a lot of money, mm-hmm. and it's not just a lot of money to do what he does on the pitch. It is to lead this club. He is a veteran of this team, even though he's a very young guy as well. But he's been there a long time. There's certain expectations of how you lead and lead by example for the rest of the players. And clearly, he wasn't doing that. My hope, at the very least, is, and this is probably not going to happen, my hope is that this is kept in the locker room. Because if we hear what it was, exactly what it was, and like you said, Garnacho and Rashford, if we hear whatever it was, and we know Rashford's going to be more heavily criticized than Garnacho.
He's going to be criticized no matter what, but I get your point, right? If anything comes out, it's just going to be a media barrage about he's not taking it serious.
It could be like he didn't make that one pass in training or something, or whatever. The music was too loud. Or
but he said, I watch what you're wearing. What, Amorim don't like the fit? Is that all it was? He was like, bro, you can't come in here in those skinny jeans,
Rashford has some of the best puffer coats I've ever seen.
Bro, facts, bro.
My man is puffed up.
Right? He got all the Trap Star jackets. He's wearing chrome hearts.
So, in the little that we're trying to parse from what Amorim said, I don't know what is the actual thing, what's the reason, but I think this sends an example, especially if they lost and he leaves those two players out, it's like, oh, did Amorim make the right decision and blah, blah, blah. But the win...
Now it's like Amorim should leave him off more.
Stock
often.
Drops for those two guys quickly because it's like, oh, were they hurting the team? Were they a distraction or whatever?
Right.
And so Amorim, it looks like the genius by doing this, but I think this is something that had to be done in general because
hopefully it stops here. Whatever the correct course, and we move on.
Right,
because
the issues
with
Manchester United are not just like they're not talented or they don't have good players. It's like.
The fits are off, dude.
Are off. We got to the bottom of it. So obviously a very big match. So we have a lot more matches in the Premier League to go over. But that hope now you are as informed as you need to be for when you have your conversations.
Right? Now you got bits
about this match with the homies. All right, so we got a couple other Premier League matches to go over and a couple other things in Europe. So we'll get to it right after this.
Hey, welcome back to the Cooligans. I don't know if you know this, but we're both fans of different teams. I'm an Arsenal fan. Christian is an Everton fan. Mm-hmm. And both of those teams played to a very horrifically boring match that ended 0-0.
Boring is subjective.
You had 24% of possession and attempted nothing. You attempted nothing. You had zero shots on goal, two shots total.
This is zero shots on goal.
That's culture. That's heritage.
It's just a proper footballing scrap.
That's mother's milk to you okay. As an Everton fan.
This is what we were built for. Yeah. This is Deichball.
I had a physical therapist appointment, so I wasn't really able to focus too much on that first half. Mm-hmm. But I was there. I was watching it. I was trying to pay attention to it, and then there were parts where the stimmy machine was on my leg, and I was like, ah. And I couldn't really pay attention.
Okay, the sound you make?
Yeah, no, I cried. I think I yelled mommy at one point. It didn't make me look great when I walked out of the room and everyone's staring at me like, were you the one who just yelled mommy? And I bitch voice. But I shot you a text message at the half and I said, how we looking? And you said, what did you say? You were like, not great. It was like very simple, very quick. Please don't bother me with this question.
I said something about a defensive masterclass from Everton. Look, it is...
Everton defensive masterclass. Let's see if they can hold on. And they did. And you got a result.
And yeah.
Away from
so
home.
So a big, big point for Everton. They need it because they have, the Merseyside derby was postponed.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was going to be essentially the beginning of a very difficult matches. I think next is Chelsea, if I'm not mistaken. Carter will confirm. But this was a game where the... Pickford was just this is Everton, right? They give up four to Manchester United, mm-hmm. and then they have a game like this, and Everton are going to need games like this, absolute boring snoozer matches.
So frustrating to watch.
I can imagine.
They got eight center backs. That's their team. They have eight center backs and two fast players.
I was curious to see what AFTV was going to look like.
Was it? I don't know. Were they yelling about how Martinelli couldn't get past a 39-year-old man? Actually, a man whose son is playing professional? Come on, man.
That's right. So that was the one of the main talking about Martinelli not being able to get around Ashley Young.
He's 39 years old.
But his name is Young. So.
Yo, Martinelli saw it and he said, I can't possibly do it to this man.
Well, this guy is an infant. I can't.
You know when there's like an old guy walking in front of you in the street and you're like, I don't want to cut him off. I'm not going
to go. Right, yeah.
You know what? Until we get to the end of the block, I'm going to let him live.
Respect your elders.
I think that's what Martinelli did. I think Martinelli saw. He's like, bro, he's carrying luggage or whatever. I said, I don't need to do this.
No, he couldn't. That was the, there were a couple really good chances. I believe Odegaard had a great chance that was blocked.
I think that was, he might have taken one touch too many in that. I know what you're talking about. He cut centrally.
Yeah. Saka had another really great chance and Pickford got the stop. Pickford had to make a bunch of big saves.
Pickford stood on his head. He made, what, five saves on the
five
day?
Five saves.
Five
yeah.
big saves.
And,
but Kai Havertz just completely missing from the box. You know, Gabriel Jesus comes in later. He doesn't do anything.
See,
either.
But that's the thing. Set piece FC, it don't work against Everton.
No, it could have.
We are set piece FC as well.
All right. It could have, but it's not going to work every single week, you know?
And I just thought.
Tarkowski, this guy.
He's everywhere.
Bro, he's also 17 feet tall. That's not fair. I think his name is James Tarkowski Yao Ming. I think that's his full, that's his whole government. We're not talking about it.
I'm pretty sure Jared Brathwaite. Is taller.
Yeah. Oh, Wemby? Yeah. I know, dude. It's ridiculous. I don't know why these guys are allowed to play football. You've got a bunch of Peter Crouches on your squad.
This was the center backs and the midfield I thought were fantastic. Idrissa Gueye was great in this game. Mangala, who is back from injury, and Ndiaye is you didn't get to watch the game. But you got to watch this guy. Our number 10.
I got to watch the second half.
Is a little silky. He has some moves.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, if you're grading on a curve against the rest of Everton, okay. That really doesn't say much.
We don't have that many fabrics.
No.
But he's the silkiest.
This is literally a squad of truck drivers with Jack Harrison and Ndiaye.
My one concern also is Jack Harrison. Obviously, a dear friend of the show.
Your concern is Jack Harrison and not Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
I have a more personal connection with Jack Harrison.
Bro, DCL. This guy was being talked about with $50 million potentially going to Arsenal. And this guy can't play football anymore.
I don't think it's that. I mean, I think
he looks like he belongs in League One, possibly championship.
I don't agree with that at all. I just think the team that he plays on is so hyper defensive, and especially in these against these big teams.
Maybe it's not his fault, but I don't think it's his fault. Completely lost out there.
There's no striker for Everton in the last 4 years since essentially Lukaku left. They score important goals in like necessary matches to avoid relegation, and the rest you get is just like little scraps and
hey,
whatever.
Baby, let him live, right? just when we're about to get relegated, I need you to show up.
Yeah.
But no, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, for the type of striker that can play this type of ball, he ain't do nothing. Maybe it was just this match.
I think at the very least,
I've seen him a couple times this season because I try to support you. You feel me?
I appreciate it.
Bro, let me get some tissues, right, so I can cry and watch this game, right? Let me suffer with my guy.
Uh-huh.
And Dominic Calvert-Lewin, time after time, I'm like, what? How do you earn?
But
a
it's
check?
Lewin. It's Beto now. Armando Broja.
Yeah,
is there?
And I love how you were like in the last 4 years. You know, the worst stretch that your club has ever gotten in its history.
But this is, I think it's something you know, systemic with the club. And
how long has Sean Dyche been there?
2 years, 2.5.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Who was there before that? Was it
Lampard? Was before.
Lampard? Yeah, ugh, that's a rough.
Before that, it was the
Carlo Ancelotti at one point.
Carlo Ancelotti,
crazy.
But, who's the manager for Fulham? That guy. He was our manager for a little bit.
Marco Silva.
Marco Silva.
That's right. For a little bit. God.
I mean, we've had a couple. But
Rafa
no.
Benitez. What a list.
Lovely, lovely run.
what a list.
But Jack Harrison looks uncomfortable.
But does he belong playing in this style of
that's my concern. I don't know if it's asking too much sort of I don't even think it's asking too much defensively. It is when he has the ball, he is not making great decisions. And it's concerning. And I think
speaking of not making great decisions, I'm Martinelli, bench him. You know what I mean? Yo, let him go with Garnacho and Rashford. This dude needs to be. The fact they're talking about Rashford potentially going to Arsenal. Bro, I would help him pack. I don't know what happened to Gabriel Martinelli over the last 18 months. This man has forgotten how to take on a defender. Mm. He's forgotten how to run into space. He'll have an angle on a defender and still pull back and pass centrally to like an Odegaard or a Mikel Merino or a Declan Rice. It is frustrating.
He's not as threatening.
No, he's lost his magic. He's lost the. I mean, there was one moment where he gets. I forgot who he got isolated, and I'm like, bro, you could. This guy's 6'19", bro. You could take him on. You can dribble around him. He dribbles to the end line, and then he basically passes directly into his legs.
For being Brazilian, this has been a trend on TikTok now that there's some Brazilian players that don't have the pum cha cha. You know
and
but Martinelli,
he ain't got that.
He ain't got the pum cha cha, which is bro, you're born with it.
No, he don't have Joga Bonito. He got Joga Basura. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to this man.
And it's not to say that he's not gonna, you know, get some goals and get some assists here and there, but it's not.
We got to send him to the favelas. His preseason is going to be different than everyone else's. We're sending you to the favelas, bro. You better play on them streets.
He's just literally just hanging out with, what was it, Adriano?
Yeah,
gaining 30 pounds.
And what's my guy's name from that played at Manchester United? He just went to go play in Brazil.
Memphis Depay.
Memphis Depay. Yo, you go hang out with Memphis Depay. I need you playing in them streets with your shoes off, with a bottle of water, with like, you know, rags shoved into it. I need you to learn how to play, how to ball, dog.
Connect with your roots.
Yeah, dog. Maybe you didn't have that because you went to Europe. Well, we're going to find out.
All right.
You're going to be getting a haircut with them razors on the comb that
man,
I see in Brazil.
The same.
Behind you is going to be that. He needs to be behind you while you balling. That's what you need. You need to go back to the streets. I want him behind you while you learn how to ball. How could you not beat a 39-year-old man?
Wow, bro. They call it, the streets are saying, use a gringo.
Damn,
bro.
Son.
You got to get
You
back.
Don't even know what a Guaraná tastes like. Caipirinha, he's like, no, thank you. It's too sweet for me. That's what I'm hearing. They're saying about you, Martinelli.
You got to fix that, bro. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I mean, look, my club got a point against a top six team.
Basura, bro.
I love it. We got smacked by United a couple weeks ago, but we got a point here. I love it. All right, let's move on because a couple other matches with a lot of title race implications. Chelsea. We got to talk about, that's it. I'm admitting it.
Well, say it.
We have been disrespecting your club for too long. Apologies. Use AI to type it out, whatever you need, because this is our formal apology. Chelsea, in my opinion, are arguably the best club in the Premier League. They are... especially after the okay, Alexis.
No. Yo, you earned this, bro.
After the comeback against Tottenham, where they gave away two goals, they gave them a two goal handicap,
bro. And what they do?
And they came back and scored four,
bro.
This is they are playing with a level of confidence and freedom that the other clubs in Nottingham Forest might be the only one having as much fun as Chelsea is.
They didn't know they were going to be this high up there. They had no clue.
You see,
they're like, I don't even go to this school, dog. This is crazy.
Elanga smacking the badge.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know what badge that is, bro? Were you born when they were even mildly successful?
Bro, I think the first European team to have, first English team to have European success back in the day before y'all even won a World Cup.
Chelsea
are balling on all angles. And, bro, I said this before and I'll say it again. Todd Boehly was right, bro.
Okay.
He had the plan all along, dog. We're going to sign all them young players, okay? And we're going to put some of them in a wedding tent, okay? So they can train because they don't fit in the building. It's whatever. And we're going to hire Enzo Maresca, which I was going to call Pep Guardiola Light, but Pep right now looking like Enzo Light, okay? They went out and they hired themselves their own Pep, and they say, my guy, you figure out what you need from the cupboard, okay?
Right.
We got a lot of ingredients. I don't think you need them all to cook a meal.
Take what you like, yeah.
I got my 23. Y'all could go play in Astana. Okay, the rest of y'all, the wedding tent boys.
Well, also, send Raheem Sterling to Arsenal.
We don't need him. We're going to get rid of him. And Arsenal's like, sure, we'll pay you to sit down and do nothing. Enzo Maresca is looking like one of the best coaches in the league, probably just behind Arne Slot because of the start he's had. And right now, you have to say Chelsea are 100% title contenders.
Oh, without a doubt. And they look great. And even players like Nicholas Jackson.
Jadon Sancho.
Bringing on Jadon Sancho, which is, it's so fascinating, the even our own perceptions of players when they play at certain clubs, right? Whether they have a bad performance here and there. But as soon as he got the stink of Manchester United off of him. Bro.
Couple showers.
It goes back to Dortmund.
You got to sit in tomatoes. You know what I mean? Like when a skunk hits you, you got to bathe in tomatoes. You got to use that acid to get it off your skin.
And I'm saying that with all due respect to Manchester United fans. Right. But bro, this is, you know where your club is.
We're talking pre-Ruben Amorim.
He just got that Ten Hag stench off of him.
Nah.
And he is, again, a player like Jadon Sancho needs to be to have that freedom. Yes, he needs to be appreciated. But he thrives when he's just shown a little bit of appreciation and respect of like what he's
when
able
you say
to bring.
Something simple of like, hey, your skills would do well if you were to do this with the ball. He'd be like, yo, I think you're right.
Right. Okay. I'm gonna do more of that.
Yeah.
Jadon Sancho is just looking fantastic this season.
Cole Palmer. I mean, not doing as much, but not needed to do as much.
Sure. But
look, towards the end of the season, Mauricio Pochettino had them balling. I think people forget. They went from like no man's land to sixth to seventh, if I'm not mistaken. They were absolutely balling. I think that form has continued. But Enzo Maresca, to be able to put his arm around certain players, Nico Jackson. Remember, they were laughing at this man. He had more goals than Didier Drogba in that timeline, right?
Yeah.
In his age and time at Chelsea, people were laughing at him. This guy's not meant for Chelsea. Look at this new ball. He had a couple misses, but he got it back.
He missed the easy one. And then the one he's running, takes on the defender and goes near post. And it's like he's capable
If he can put it all together, he's going to be one of the best. And this is the thing.
Carter and I were talking about SNL. We were talking about Chris Rock and stuff like that. Yeah. And we had a conversation about SNL, how about a lot of people hate SNL.
What was that in the corner going?
No, you weren't here. It was before you got here. And it just reminded me of this point, because when you mentioned Didier Drogba, with SNL, people are always like, nah, SNL sucks now. And it's like, it used to be better back when Will Ferrell was on and whatever. Yeah. And I always tell people, I'm like, SNL is not, from beginning to end, it's not a great show. It is like, if you can get...
It's a show of moments.
Exactly. If you can get 3-4 really good sketches, that is a memorable SNL mm-hmm. episode. And when people say like, oh, it was better when Will Ferrell was on.
Because you remember only the good ones.
You remember the best of DVDs.
Yeah.
That's what you remember.
This is why I hate when they're like, this play would never be able to play on the 2002 U.S. Men's National Team. And I'm like, you're talking about men. You're talking about full-grown men and 22-year-olds that are having a rough time at their club. So you're not equating the same,
right,
bro.
And it's like you compare the, we compare the Didier Drogba and whatever. But when you sort of look at...
Because you now know what Didier Drogba became.
Exactly.
You saw the potential fulfilled. Give Nico Jackson a moment, man. He's good.
And he's very good. And he's going to miss plenty of opportunities.
Yes. But how old is Nico Jackson? 22? 21?
I think he's a little older. I forgot how old he is. I don't know who he is. But we'll confirm in a second. But he is just an example. 23.
All right, still young. You're going to make a couple mistakes here and there.
And this is does Chelsea have one of the youngest
They have the youngest squad.
And I'm not to say that is the reason they are successful, but players, even Cucurella scoring against Brentford.
Right.
But, going...
Another player they said was dead.
Right.
And then he has a great Euros, and they're like, maybe it's us.
It might be us. And he looks fantastic. He looks like he's just like,
revitalized, bro.
A lot of energy, winning the ball back. Just, getting.
He slips a couple times, throws the shoes out, and then they make that into an ad. The slippery one went.
Yeah, I mean, Puma, they made a whole.
Just the Puma, man. This is how you handle media in today's.
Because, he had to delete the post. He posted the boots in the garbage bin, right? And he deleted it shortly after because his agent was probably like, bro, hey, I worked quite hard to get you that deal. Why are you literally, you might as well just burn the boots, right?
You know, the agent was like, hey, I just got off the phone with the Puma folks and they're upset. Can you imagine why?
So credit to Chelsea overall. Like the entire team looks fantastic. So
I'm interested to see how he handles the winter break. The same thing with Arne Slot. You know what I mean? Y'all just got here.
Yeah.
But that's first and second place are two brand new managers. How crazy is that?
Look, I this is why I'm saying about Man City. I'm saying these managers have had a good look at what Pep does.
You're like Abramovich. Oh, you get a year and a half max. Once your story gets out. If I heard you, if you repeat one joke, you out. You out the building.
Okay. It's a Pep has done it.
He won four times in a row. No
remarkable. Best manager, yeah. I think, ever in our lifetime. I think that we will have, unless something happens that's kind of crazy. But I think he's getting figured out a little bit. That's just my theory.
I don't agree with that, but sure. I'll let you live.
Another, obviously, title contender, Liverpool, played Fulham. The notable thing here is Liverpool gets a red card. Andy Robertson picks up a red for a denial of an obvious goal scoring.
The notable thing is that Anthony Robinson, at the end of the match, opened his pocket and let Mohamed Salah out. Said, go ahead, go play with your friends.
Have a good time out there.
Yeah. So sorry I kept you in there for 90 minutes.
After this game, all the reports are like, yo, is Anthony Robinson the best left back in the Premier League?
I think he's the best left back in the world. I can't think of another left back that's better than him.
Who,
Alfonso Davies? He hasn't had a great
Alfonso
season.
Alfonso Davies has not had a great couple years.
Seasons. Yeah. Who's better than him?
Can you think of anybody, Carter? I don't know. Any better?
I was going to say Mark Cucurella. He's had a great year.
He's also in form.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Okay. How about this?
I would say Cucurella is better. I would say Anthony Robinson is probably better.
How about this? Let me put an asterisk in there. Best left back in the world if you want them to defend.
Then Anthony Robinson is more reliable, I would say. Yeah, he's very, very good.
All right, cool. So I win. Let's go. Thanks for coming, you guys. Enjoy the...
But the red card, I don't think not too much controversy there. Robo takes a bad... He takes a touch he didn't really see. I don't think he saw the...
Yeah, it was a stupid moment. I know Liverpool would rather have Anthony Robinson than Andy Robertson for sure.
Okay.
I think Liverpool showed you a little bit of championship mettle here, though.
Yeah.
Being able to stay within this game, not letting it get away from them. The fact that they got a result, the benefit to them is all of their ops also got draws, mm-hmm. outside of Chelsea, obviously.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out for them in a way. And they still have a game in hand, which you can't bank on, because
it is Everton.
Match congestion is crazy, but it's also a derby, and Everton's won these derbies before.
Sure.
And with match congestion, when are they going to fit this in?
Just like, yeah, once in like 12 years.
But. Yeah. I mean, they always give them a hard game.
They do have a hard game. Yeah. Okay. All right. So
if they could do it to Arsenal, they could do it to Liverpool, is all I'm saying.
But no, yeah, like you said, I think a testament to what Liverpool are capable of to get back in this game, because it could have been easily, no points here. But credit to them. So no. All right. So obviously Liverpool still in first. Let's move over to Germany, because Gio Reyna of Borussia Dortmund gets his first goal of the season. First goal in a year.
How crazy is that?
Because he was obviously dealing with a lot of injury and just even not playing. He obviously went to Nottingham Forest.
He got a start for the first time last match, and now he got a goal. Or was this the first start as well?
First start was against Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was a loss, which a very ridiculous but not loss, his fault. In my opinion. Not his fault, but he got subbed out, and then they gave up the game. But then... but he scores against Hoffenheim.
Hoffenheim, yeah.
A banger of a goal. If you haven't seen it, go look it up. But it is...
Bro, Gio Reyna has so much talent. If he could just find a way to stay on the pitch, it'd be so much easier.
And we watch him. This is also... When you watch him... We saw him against Barcelona. We saw him against Hoffenheim. And I watch Dortmund a lot more specifically to watch him. I look
at Gio Reyna.
I'm like, where are the orange boots? Yeah. Where is he? And I like he hasn't played a lot in especially for Dortmund in a long time, but I like the way he carries himself. I like the confidence he plays with. I like
I've always been a supporter of that attitude of his.
He's sort of directing. He finds space. He creates space for himself. He asks for the ball.
He just got back in the starting position, and he's telling people, yo,
and
make this run. Yo, you should be here. I like that, bro. If you want more minutes, prove to that team that you deserve more minutes. Doing that is part of that.
He's, I don't know if... I think with his skill set, I think he's... the best 10 the USMNT have. He made...
And they... Yo, the world doesn't really make 10s anymore.
Right, right. He made, several threatening sort of through balls and pass... Mm-hmm. Like, just good... I just like his decision-making.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
one of those things that, when the teammates realize, we have a player that can make that pass.
Exactly.
And they make that run...
So I love that about him. And look, obviously this
he don't look like this no more, man. He's a grown man now. Have you seen him?
he got some muscle or what?
He's a little bit taller. His jaw is a little bit more defined. He's mewing. I don't know if y'all know that. The dude is killing it right now, but he looks like he's a grown man.
We're looking at a photo of us. This is when we went to Dortmund.
Is this three, four years ago now?
and we interviewed Gio Reyna. This was...
Might be 2021, 2022.
This was 22, I believe. Yeah. For a second, you said 3 or 4 years ago, and I thought you said 34 years ago.
Oh, hilarious.
So that's why I giggled. I was like,
why is he laughing at 3 or 4 years ago?
It's like, I mean, 34. Yeah, what an exaggeration. What you're what a great comedic tool used.
Embellishment, bro.
But no, love
attack teachers and embellishment.
Love the goal and love that for Gio. So,
but hold on, Weston McKennie, you're not in our squad 2 years in a row, and he fights his way back on. Gio Reyna, seemingly not involved in the squad. Terzic wasn't a fan. He goes out on loan. He comes back. New manager, Nuri Sahin. He fights his way onto that squad. This is what we want our players to do.
Right.
We've been asking our players to get on that. Prove to your manager you deserve to be starting. You deserve to be playing. You deserve to be in that 18-man squad.
Yeah.
Better yet, in the first 11. And they're doing it.
Yeah. I wonder, again, the health thing, his hamstring. I'm like, I don't even understand... Why? I guess genetically, people are just obviously built very different. Mm. I can't make sense of why they can't figure this out. I have no idea. I mean, look, this I'm not a professional athlete, but I when I stopped having lots of dairy in my life, I stopped getting hamstring injuries and muscle injuries.
It's not all that simple. I mean,
I know that, but I just
dairy is an inflammatory.
I want to hit up Gio and be like, "Yo, are you? What did you do? Too much cheese?"
Yo, like, call him up, be like, "Yo, oat milk, okay?
Oat milk.
Actually, that's like a sugar bomb for your body. You shouldn't do that either. But
almond milk is a little bit better. It's less fatty.
All of them are terrible for you. Is what we're gonna find out.
Alex confidently.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure they're all really.
Alex
bad
is like,
for
RFK should be president.
Yeah, no, that guy for sure not. How about this? No worm in your brain. Gio, you got a worm in your brain?
Because that causes muscle tears very easily. So I hope. That's the main thing. And we saw Pulisic had a muscle
also,
injury.
Also, but like, okay, we just talked about how 3 years ago he looked like that. And now when people grow, there's growing pains attached to it. Emile Smith Rowe was very famously, went through some ab thing and they couldn't figure it out. And his doctor was like, I think it's just part of growing. Like he's straining his body so much that as the muscle is growing and trying to react to his body getting longer, it's not able to do it because he's working so hard. Where you and I were running around a little bit after school, but for the most part, we were calma. You know what I mean? Yeah. These guys don't get that chance. So I think as he grows into his body, he's going to be all right.
I hope.
I did all right when I grew into my body. You know?
Okay. I mean, if you look, Gio, if you look like this, buddy, that is a successful.
We got it. What's the ratio of barbecue sauce intake that you're bringing in? Because I think that might be a good sign as to why I have less injuries than you.
All right. We should figure out. I mean, if you hear my nutritionist, regimen. I mean, Alexis has his own.
Right.
Well, feel free to pick the one that suits you best.
You put oat milk in your coffee? No, go with barbecue sauce. We call it a yeehaw. I think you're going to like it.
I'll wake you right up. The other news in other USMNT news, Balogun. Falarin Balogun is injured. He had a shoulder injury. He has been missing a lot of games for Monaco.
What a weird. Did you see him get injured? He was like holding the guy off. It looked innocuous.
Yeah.
I think the guy jumped while he was like maybe holding him and he strained something, but I didn't think this would lead to surgery.
Yeah. So he has, he's going to be out for 4 months after getting shoulder surgery. So he says he's going to miss the Nations League final.
Can I do my impression of Ricardo Pepe hearing this news?
Sure. Audio listeners can't.
Yeah, if you're on audio, I'm doing
guy Mr. Burns.
Yeah, Mr. Burns like tapping on my fingers in a row.
So Pepe,
you don't say,
looks to obviously thrive in that scenario,
which
but
he's been doing at PSV.
But the fact that Balogun being out for that long, is this something? Does this put into question the next real big tournament, obviously, Gold Cup?
I almost really don't care. I want you to be in good form with your club come the World Cup. So whatever it takes for you to do that, if surgery is going to help you get you back on the pitch and you're not going to be, hindered in any way, shape, or form, then so be it.
Yeah. So such a bummer. You don't want to see it, but I think Ricardo Pepe should be able to step in just fine. So, all right, let's take a quick break. What are we going to do in the... Oh, yeah. We have a fun... we're going to do Oh For Real after this. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Mm. All right. We have to address the news about Saudi Arabia winning the World Cup bid in 2034.
Right.
No asterisk. No other place I'm more excited to be.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be fine.
Into 2034. So let's do a little bit of Oh For Real?
Oh For Real?
Oh For Real? Mm. Saudi Arabia gets the World Cup, a country with a terrible human rights record. I shouldn't be surprised FIFA gave it to Saudi because the United States is hosting the World Cup in 2026. Yeah. We're also looking to meddle in the Human Rights Abuse Olympics. At this point, the only place left to host a World Cup is Mars, which I think is why Elon Musk wants to get there so badly.
I'm sure he won't ruin it. Oh For Real? You're going to host an international tournament in a country that's known to jail homosexuals? Which, by the way, your toxic uncle just heard me say that and is now saying out loud, oh yeah, I hope they have jails big enough for all the soccer players and soccer fans. For real? Dude, he needs to move out of your grandmother's house. For real. It's time.
Oh, for real? Saudi getting a World Cup is sports washing at its finest. Mm. Maybe this changes the perception of the country. They are trying to increase investment and tourism in the country. And Gianni Infantino is the greatest real estate agent they could hire.
Oh, for real? By the way, this was done with a no vote. How? How is that possible? For real? The last time I tried to do a no vote vote is when I revealed to my wife that we all voted for Blowjob Tuesdays. And she immediately knew it was corruption because we don't have 48 roommates.
Okay, she demanded a recount.
For real.
Oh, for real? This is going to be another Winter World Cup, most likely. Mm. Summers in Saudi Arabia reach 107 degrees Fahrenheit. The temperature shouldn't ever be that close to the amount of charges Man City is facing.
Yeah, it's too close. For real. For real. And by the way, this new school corruption, it's not as cool as the old school corruption. I miss the old days. Remember Chuck Blazer? The guy who looked like the dude from The Grateful Dead, but like coke instead of weed. And he worked on Wall Street instead of whatever it is that he did. I don't know, playing a shitty band. All I ever wanted, he just wanted an apartment for his cats. That's adorable corruption. Bring that back. For real.
For real. Oh, for real. Shout out to everybody tuning in. We appreciate it.
For real.
Okay. We'll see how that World Cup goes. It's going to be interesting.
I think it'll be great. We love you guys.
Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you checking out another episode. We have one more episode before the holidays.
Take a little break.
We're going to be back. We have an episode on the 27th that we'll remind everybody as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the holidays are coming up. I also just want to do one thing before we go. I just want to give a shout out to
this beautiful kit you're wearing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a dude who sent me this this kit. I believe based in DC, but this is from he goes by
Club Deportivo de la Eterna Primavera.
Yeah, yeah. He goes by Teppo. You could put me in the ISO just so people can see the kit and stuff like that. But
it's gorgeous.
He sent me this. It's from Wash Cold, and Instagram is W A I X Cold. But he said Christian.
I believe that's on the shirt, just underneath the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, you can see it. Sort of see it there. All right, cool. But he says, Christian, I hope that this care package finds you well. Wash Cold was inspired by my Guatemalan and Salvadoran culture, along with my life experiences and passion for streetwear. If you're ever in D.C. or Maryland, I hope you ball with the homies at Gorilla FC. Remember Gorilla FC?
Yeah, of course, yeah, the homies.
In D.C. Thank you for all you do for the footy community. So, I mean, that counts for both of
hey,
us.
Hey, double XL, bro.
So shout out.
Although that is cropped, so maybe not. I'll be showing some underbelly, which is the fat guy version of underboob.
Go follow WAIX Cold, Wash Cold, to see some of the designs and stuff like that. So thank you.
It's dope. It's a beautiful kit.
Much appreciated. Make sure you subscribe and follow us at Soccer Cooligans here on YouTube, everywhere. Follow us on all the socials. Hit us up on Blue Sky. We're growing over there.
And hey, if there's something we didn't talk about that you want us to talk about, put it in the comments.
Comments, you know, if you have any thoughts on Blowjob Tuesdays, feel free to.
It was a legal vote, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. You know,
Alexis, he stormed the apartment after he lost that vote.
It was really cool. Andrew Carlton came over. Pulisic was there. It was a wild one.
It was amazing. Just like-minded individuals.
Yeah, bro. Believe in Blowjob Tuesdays.
So thank you again for tuning in. We'll be back on Thursday with another episode. And we have a guest on that episode as well. It's going to be a lot of fun as well. So see you then. Take care, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.